With sustained winds well in excess of 40 miles per hour and seas in the ballpark of 20 feet, the weather will be taking a turn for the worse on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Dr. Martin Stufe, the state climatologist, says there are two powerful weather systems responsible.
You know, we had a low-pressure system which intensified and moved northward into the Gulf of Alaska, causing pretty extreme wind speeds. We measured yesterday morning at the Kodiak Airport in the early morning of 36 knots, gusting to 48 knots. So that's pretty extreme high wind speeds. And again, during this week, looking at different weather models, they agreed pretty much this low pressure system development continues. Another low pressure system moves into the Gulf, and there will be sustained strong winds tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday. Tomorrow afternoon, the winds are forecasted again at over 40 knots and gusting maybe even up to 50 knots. So pretty extreme winds.
Stufe says that wind speeds such as this are unusually intense.
You know, wind speeds in excess of 40 knots are not very often. I just looked at statistics, like for during the former period, 71 to 2000, we had a maximum recorded wind speed of 54 miles per hour. That's corresponds to 47 knots. So that was the previous record from 71 to 2000. So what we saw yesterday with gusts to 48 knots, that's way extreme.
Stufe says that while the rainfall will likely not reach the record-breaking heights of last Tuesday, we will still have precipitation throughout most of the week.
With the winds, of course, in the Gulf of Alaska, coastal areas, extreme wave actions, so if possible, avoid any shipping or don't be on near the coast at low levels. And I would very much warn the public to stay as good as possible within safe areas, within houses.
As always in storm conditions, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend having non-perishable food on hand, as well as essential medications. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.